Well, we don't at this point know that, whether or not mGluRs will be effective for all types of autism. Fragile X is one of probably hundreds of causes of autism. Autism is really an umbrella term to refer to a spectrum of disorders that are clinically related by the symptoms, but probably caused by a number of different mutations. And indeed, there are currently known at least a dozen disorders that are caused by different single gene disorders that are known to cause autism. And as our understanding of the genetics of autism grows, undoubtedly there will be hundreds more that will be discovered. But what's nice is that many of the causes seem to be, many of the single genes that are disrupted encode proteins that are interconnected with one another, and either functionally or directly, by direct contact between proteins, and many of them are at the synapse. And we don't know whether or not all of the disruptions are going to be in the same direction. For example, Angelman syndrome seems to have some features that are in the same direction as typical autism and other features that are in the opposite direction. And so it's more like a spider web than, you know, of interconnections between these proteins than a direct linear path. So it's hard to predict right now with any certainty whether a therapy for one is going to be helpful for all of the other ones, but at least it's hopeful that that will be the case, and especially the ones that are very closely related to the Fragile X mGluR pathway.